Okay, so this is our first podcast for our musical Shrek we're doing. This is Fox Country Players Presents DreamWorks Shrek with Waubonsie Community College Community Education.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's... But we're doing Shrek the Musical. I forgot to say the musical part.
Shrek the Musical.
Yeah, we're not doing the animated show because we're human beings and we're not animated.
So we're doing Fox Country Players Presents Shrek the Musical, DreamWorks Shrek the Musical, in conjunction with Waubonsie Community College's Department of Community Education.
Yes.
All right. Got it.
That's what we're doing. And we're doing it at Waubonsie Community College. In their lovely auditorium with no name.
It is a very lovely auditorium.
It is actually very nice. And the seats are comfortable.
They are.
I've fallen asleep there many, many times.
During shows?
No, during rehearsals.
Oh, yeah. That's probably better.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So speaking of rehearsals, yes. I'm just so you know, I'm Patrick Stinson. I'm playing Shrek in the show. And this is Christopher Rowe. Or Chris Rowe, and he is the director of Shrek. So one of the funny things is that, like, normally when we do shows, mm-hmm. I like to direct.
You know, I kind of like to be in shows.
Yeah.
So it's a nice turn.
Yeah. So it's weird. You know, I've done a couple of shows. Like, I haven't directed a show in 2 years now because we just had a baby 2 years ago, and I said, well, I'm going to just take some time off from doing shows. But then recently, you know, she's old enough where I can feel okay leaving her just by herself.
Right.
And I can go out to rehearsals. So I've done, this will be my third show now that I've done in a row without taking a break, acting. And I have not really acted in a long time because I think the last time I really acted was maybe 2010. Before that, because I've just been directing and directing right. and directing
well,
and directing.
It shows.
Yeah.
So that's why we're working with you.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'm not sure if that was a compliment or if that was an uncompliment. What's the opposite of compliment?
A dig? An insult? A dig?
Yeah, an insult.
No, it's all good.
So it's just weird for me because, you know, I like to watch the director and see what he's doing and watch the style, and then I kind of forget that I'm acting. And like, oh yeah, I got to do that too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's funny. So you're directing Shrek. But what else do you do besides direct?
You mean talking in general theater stuff or just
no, like in life? What do you do?
Well, I'm a professor.
Okay.
I teach project management online for a school out of Vermont called Norwich University.
That's a long commute.
It is. That's why I do it online.
Oh, it's online.
Yeah,
okay.
Technology's great nowadays. We can do that.
Norwich?
Norwich University.
Norwich, not Norwich?
Correct.
You say the W.
Norwich.
Okay.
Yes, it's the birthplace of ROTC.
Oh, okay.
It's a very military-friendly school. It was really interesting. Last year I went up there for their graduation. And, you know, typically you go to a place and they'll say, if you have ever served in the military or currently serving, stand up, and you get a handful of people.
Right.
80% of the room stood up.
Wow.
So it's just really fascinating to do that, and I enjoy teaching. I especially like teaching project management. It's a fun profession.
Well, I think that works well for the show, for directing.
It does. You use a lot of the same skills.
Yeah,
it's the organizational part of it. It's getting the right resources in place.
Right.
Making sure that you have everything that you need, and you have it when you need it.
Do you use Gantt charts?
I do use Gantt charts, but not for directing.
I love Gantt charts. Those are my favorite. I have no reason to use them now. Mm-hmm. I have absolutely not, but I still like them.
And right. They're very easy to use. They're visual.
Yeah.
So if you're a visual person, you can see exactly where you are and where you need to be.
I'm not a visual. What do they say? Visual, and there's kinesthetic, but I'm not any of those. I'm a tactual person.
A tactual?
You know what that is?
I've heard of it, but tell me again.
Tactual is where you have to write it out.
Oh,
like
okay.
it goes through your head and you process it that way, and then you reprocess it through your fingers.
Through writing it out.
Yeah. So, I don't really know if I'm a tactual person, but I like that because I feel like I get it the best that way. So like when I'm learning lines and stuff,
I would do the same thing.
That helps me. Lines. Yeah. Yeah. I remember being in high school in math class, And, you know, I had some good roles in high school, and I'm not paying attention at all to math, and I'm writing out my lines
right.
for whatever show I was doing. So,
which served you well, because now you're doing theater stuff instead of math stuff.
Right. But I still like Gantt charts, and that's kind of mathematical. It's what do you call that? Spatial?
Yes.
Spatial is mathematical, right?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah. And music. Music is mathematical.
It is.
So, yeah, there's counting in that, and I'm not a very good counter. But I will be in Shrek, so make sure you come see Shrek at Waubonsie Community College.
In which Patrick does actually count at some point, I'm sure, in the show.
Is there?
Well, at least in your head.
Yeah.
So if they can, maybe they'll see you counting, but when you're tapping out your foot or something.
Right.
Look for that.
If I'm dancing in the show, I'm definitely counting.
Right.
One, two, three, four. Just to remind people here, we haven't even told them yet. The show is in October. It's the first two weekends in October. The 5th through the 14th is the show. So it's 5, 6, 7. For the 5th and 6th, the show's at 7 or 7:30. It's at 7, yeah, 7 o'clock. And then on the Sundays, it's at 2 o'clock. So, and tickets can be purchased.
Purchased. I like purchased.
Purchased. Tickets can be purchased at www.waubonsietickets.com. WAUBONSETICKETS.com.
Also a mouthful.
Yes, that's a lot to say.
But make sure you get your tickets because, I mean, to be honest, there's not 3,000 seats here. I mean, there's a couple hundred seats.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure you get a ticket to see the show because it's going to be a great show.
Right. I mean, I do think that this show is really good for the family. You know, it comes from a cartoon.
It does.
You know, and, you know, it's not one of those shows where it's like everything is like perfect and it teaches a lesson of you have to be perfect in order to be a good person and all that. The show really is the antithesis of that. You know, it's about accepting people for who they are and accepting yourself, which I think is a good lesson. It's a good lesson for kids. So it's a good show to have those teaching moments with your kids and your neighbor kids and your grandkids and your neighbor grandkids.
And the random kids you meet in the supermarket.
Right. And also your spouses and girlfriends and stuff like that.
Correct. Hopefully not at the same time.
Well, whatever. You know, bring them both.
Sure. Different shows or the same show?
2-for-1. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. There is no 2-for-1. I know the answer to this, but the people listening don't know the answer to this. How did this show come about? Like us doing it? What was the process that we went through to get this show?
That's a great question. I'm trying to remember exactly.
Yeah.
But I think there's a play reading committee for Fox Country Players.
Yeah.
And we sat down and we thought, all right, we would like a show that's family friendly, that has a lot of cast members, right? So we can get a lot of people involved
right.
in the show. And we came up with a couple of ideas, but we really liked the idea of Shrek. It's a story that people know. It's a known commodity. It's been done a couple times in the area, and it's gotten pretty good reviews overall. But mostly, it's fun. It's funny. It should be something that everyone can come out and enjoy.
Right.
And I know that Waubonsie is looking for that as well. They're looking for some family-friendly things to get people out here to the auditorium, which is great. So we agreed on Shrek. And I think the rest is history.
Yeah.
Or current history, I guess.
Yeah, I think we were like, well, we could do Shrek, we could do Les Mis, we could do Annie, and then one of the places near us is doing Annie this year or something like that, right?
Someplace just did Annie a month
ago. Yeah, and then Les Mis... nobody else wanted to do it except for me.
Right.
Right. And I was like, oh, well, I want to direct it anyway. So there you go. And then, actually Shrek is one of my favorite current musicals. I mean, I think when it first came out on Broadway, I can't remember if I saw it on Broadway, if I saw it in Chicago. I don't know. That was BC.
BC?
Before Children.
Got it.
So we were able to travel a little more.
Let me tell you something interesting.
Yeah.
I've actually never seen Shrek.
You never saw it? Yeah.
I've never seen the music. I saw the movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen the musical.
Yeah.
And as a director, you know, I try to go in with not having preconceived ideas, mm-hmm. right? So if you go see something and you're like, oh, that's the way it should be, well, I don't have that because I'm coming up with my own vision.
Yeah.
That is both good and bad, right? So it's bad because some people have things they really want to see in there. They think, oh, you have to have this part of it. But I don't even know it's there. But it's good because then you get some new ideas, something maybe nobody has seen. And I'm hoping that's what we're going to have in our show.
Yeah, a little bit of both. One of the cool things that happened, we had a production meeting, I don't know, last week or something like that. You pulled out, like we're talking about the set and what the set should look like and all that. And then you pulled out the Shrek picture book.
Right.
And I had no idea that it was a picture book beforehand. Or that I thought it was just the cartoon. I thought maybe it was something that DreamWorks came up with and they wrote the script and all that. I had no idea that it was a picture book. And we talked about, you know, maybe taking some of the ideas from the book and putting it in the show and all that. Not any of the, well, I don't know if the lines are. I haven't read the picture book. I probably should read that as being Shrek and all
We're
that.
We're actually going to read it in one of our upcoming rehearsals.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. Then I won't. I don't know if you guys can hear that in the background. But we're actually at rehearsal. You can hear people in the background there rehearsing just outside the door here. We're actually in the green room. Maybe that's what we'll call the podcast.
The green room?
The green room.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, okay. The green room with Chris Rowe and Patrick Stinson. I'm looking forward to reading that book and seeing what happens and all that. You had mentioned that, like, you know, taking part of the pictures and putting it in the set and all that. And we're, you know, it's I think that's interesting, trying to decide as a director, you know, what route you want to take. I mean, there are so many different ways to look at, well, any show. This show in particular, you can do it so many different ways. You can go the route of the DreamWorks show, or you can go the route of the book, or you can come up with your own thing,
right.
which you know, you need to come out and see what actually happens and see what we take from the movie, what we take from ourselves, what we take from the book. So you teach at Norwich. What's the name of the college again?
Norwich University.
And you commute, you fly there every day, and you fly back. Wasn't there a radio guy? Are you from Chicago?
I've lived here for about 20 years, but 20 not years. Originally.
Wasn't there a guy in the radio who used to fly, like, every day to Detroit and back and, like, do a show here and do a show there?
I don't know.
I think it was Steve Dahl. Do you ever listen to Steve Dahl?
I've heard of Steve Dahl.
Yeah, I think it was him. I could be wrong.
That's actually not that long of a commute, I suppose. That's about an hour flight.
Yeah.
The longest part would be waiting in the airport.
Yeah. So where'd you live before Chicago?
I was born in Wisconsin.
I hear it now.
About 10 years.
Yeah.
And was raised a Packer fan.
Okay.
Which is very difficult in Illinois.
My parents are Packer fans and my brothers.
I like your parents and your brothers.
Yeah. I really try to get into football and I mean, I like playing it, mm-hmm. but it's not a spectator sport for me. I mean, like I'm not really big in the beer and all of that.
Right.
So, I mean, I have no reason to go.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to one game at Lambeau Field. The Grand Packers. And it was 8 degrees outside and my toes were frozen and everyone was just having a great time.
Yeah.
And that's really the fun of it. But after Wisconsin, I moved to Minnesota for about 10 years and then came to Illinois for the last 20 years.
Wow.
So I've lived here more than I've lived anywhere else combined now.
Okay. So Wisconsin, Minnesota, and then here or back to Wisconsin?
Then here.
Then so, here.
Yep.
Oh, man. Wow. So did you go to high school in Minnesota
High school in Minnesota.
Did you do theater there at all or nothing?
I did not.
No.
I did a couple shows in junior high.
Yeah.
I was the bass in the Barbershop Quartet for Music Man. It was my very first show.
Okay. I just did Music Man and I was the high tenor. Okay.
Yeah, and I could not sing high tenor, even if you did something.
And then
I was in Oklahoma where I played Slim and I think I was Curly's dance double in the dream sequence.
And I
could not dance.
Oh, man.
The girl that was dancing with me was a professional dancer.
And she just danced around
junior high.
And you lifted her.
And I pretty much did that.
Yeah.
I stood in one spot. But it was fun.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything then again until about 10 years ago.
Right.
And I was asked to join the ensemble of a show called The Christmas Schooner.
Okay.
Which is not a very well-known show, but in Chicago,
it's all about the Christmas tree ship. Right, it's... Right. Bailiwick does it every year, or did. I don't even know if Bailiwick's still around.
Yeah, I don't know either. But yeah, it was pretty popular in Chicago for a while. And so I started singing that way and doing some ensemble things, and I kind of got into it.
Where'd you do a Christmas Schooner?
At the Sandwich Opera House.
Okay. Was that with Illinois Valley Theater?
It was not.
No,
who was it? Illinois Valley Theater. Oh. It was with Tri-County Players. That was the... That was the splinter group off of Indian Valley.
Oh, okay, all right.
And they no longer exist.
Oh yeah, I think IBT is actually a splinter group from Fox Country Players from many years ago.
That's very possible.
Yeah, I think it is. I've heard that, but I don't know.
But yeah, I did a lot of stuff at the Sandwich Opera House with IBT. And,
yeah. And your own group, PR Productions.
Yeah, I did own a theater company for a little while with a friend of mine, Chris Pagoria.
Yeah.
We put on, I don't even know how many shows. It seemed like two shows a month.
Yeah, you guys would do like the 24-hour shows.
Right, 24-hour theater project. We did some musicals. We did improv. We did murder mysteries. I've pretty much done it all now, I think.
Yeah. So then the first show that I worked with you on was Of Mice and Men.
Right.
So that was about 10, 11 years ago. Was that like early on in your theater?
I was probably been doing theater for about 2 or 3 years at that point.
Okay, all right. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
That's why I didn't get a very good part.
Yeah, me neither.
Right. Lenny, George.
I was George. Right. I was George, yeah.
That was slim, actually.
And I knew Lenny's lines, too. I knew his lines, and he only had like 4 or 5 of them because it seemed like I was talking the entire time, and he would say the same thing over and over again. So that's how it's written.
It really was a great show.
No, it was a fun show.
I
didn't
like it.
That was over at over in Plano at Plano High School when we used to do shows there. We did Beauty and the Beast there. We did Mice and Men. We did. You Can't Take It With You. I've done that show like 6 times now.
You Can't Take It With You?
Yes.
I've done the same part or different parts or directed?
Have I directed it? No, I've never directed it. I played the father of the boy, the kid who comes into the weird family. I played his father twice.
Okay. Tony's father.
Tony's father, yeah. I can't remember his name. Father. And I played... oh God, DePinna once. I played Henderson.
He's the CIA agent, right?
Right. Who else is in that show?
Did you play Ed?
No, I never played Ed.
Did you play his xylophone?
Oh, I stage managed it once. I remember that. What's the sixth one? I know I've done it before. What else did I do? I can't remember.
You're pretty gray now. You could have played the grandfather.
I know. Well, I did it in high school. That's when I did Henderson. So. What year was that? That had to have been like my junior or senior year. I don't remember. Yeah. But yeah, that's... Have you ever done that show?
You know, someone just asked me today, because they're doing the show in Downers Grove. They actually asked me about that show today. Not planned, by the way, audience. That if I could... They were missing like 6 guys for auditions and asked if I wanted to be in it. And I told them I was directing a show here at Fox Country Players. Doing DreamWorks Shrek the Musical at Waubonsie Community College here in conjunction with Waubonsie Community Education at Waubonsie Community College.
Right.
So I wasn't able to do that.
Yeah. You're directing a show for them.
I just did.
Oh, you just did?
I just did. I directed a show for them in April.
Oh, I thought that. Are you doing another with them or no? No, what show was that?
Best of Friends.
Okay.
It's an older show. Interesting.
Downers Grove Players?
The Grove Players, yeah.
The Grove Players, okay. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen a show there, so I think they have their own theater, don't they?
They work out of a community center.
Okay.
So there's a stage, and they have fold-out chairs that they bring out.
Okay.
You can fit about 100 people in there.
Okay.
And it's not a bad little stage.
And they're doing You Can't Take It With
They're doing that You Can't Take It With You in November.
Huh. Yeah, so after this show, after Shrek, what are your plans after that? You have another show lined up already? You can take a break?
I have nothing lined up.
Oh.
We'll see if something comes up.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to get back on stage for a little bit since it's been a while since I've done that. There's a upcoming production of God of Carnage I'd love to do.
Okay.
And we'll see.
That's
and
a good show.
I'd like to do Noises Off. That's coming up next year sometime.
Who's doing that?
Stagecoach.
Stagecoach. Okay.
But I just, either way, I just want to, I think I'd like to get back on stage next. I've directed three shows over the last 2 years, and I think it's time to do something else.
Yeah, you really don't realize, like, what you do as an actor, or what you lose as an actor, I guess, or what your mind goes through when you stop doing it for a while.
Right.
You know, but I do have to say, I think directing has made me a better actor. Mm-hmm. because I now, as a director, you know, I look at everything. I try to look at every character from every perspective. And, you know, as an actor in acting school and all that, one thing that one of my acting teachers taught me was, what's the show? And if, you know, if I'm doing Shrek, but I'm playing, the Gingerbread Man, you know, then the show is called The Gingerbread Man. Mm-hmm. And the show's about me, and it's from my perspective. So, you know, as an actor, you look at things singularly, just, you know, from I'm doing hand signals here, and you can't see that. You can't see it on the.
He's moving his hands in kind of parallel to each other, back and forth.
Yes. But as a director, then you look at everything, and I can't help but now.
Right.
Look at shows like that, just because. That's what I do, and it's funny because also. I produce a lot of the shows I direct. And so as an actor, I'm always like wondering, how's this getting done? Who's getting this? Who's getting this? And then I need to realize that I don't just worry about yourself. Just do your own thing.
Right.
Yeah. But I am producing this show. So
you are worried about all those things.
So I am worried about those things.
Yeah, I'm not, because you're producing it.
Right. So who's doing this? Who's doing that? Who's doing that? Yeah.
As far as I know, we have a budget of like $10 million. Then.
Yep, that's Donkey, right. That's Donkey's right.
Gonna be,
and that's why tickets. And, that's why tickets cost $8,000 each.
But in reality, they really don't. They cost what, $20 for adults and $15 for students and seniors?
I think so. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and you can get them again at www.waubonseetickets.com. waubonseetickets.com. That's
very nice.
That's my radio voice.
That was very nice.
Like I've done some radio. But not today. So I guess we can wrap it up. It's we've been talking for about, I don't know, it seems like 3 hours.
It
right?
does. Usually time with you, you know.
Time flies well, when yeah. you're... So we'll wrap up. And thanks, Chris, for talking to me. And
Patrick.
We'll see you next time in the green room.